Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The third baseman, Pepper Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Delancey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nub Klink. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nub Klink. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields the ball and throws to Klink covering. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Gallen moves to third. Hermann moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen scores. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. Rothrock scores. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Gerges moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klink fields it and throws to home to get Hartnett. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Delancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delancey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nub Klink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klink strikes out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Whitehead steals second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitehead moves to third. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Martin reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Medwick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Klink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Delancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delancey is 0-for-1 in the game. Delancey strikes out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Moore reaches second base with a double. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Nub Klink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klink is 0-for-1 in the game. Klink is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Root moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Herman. Collins moves to second. Bill Delancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delancey is 0-for-2 in the game. Delancey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Lee now pitching. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hartnett and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Charlie Wilson pinch hits for Nubklank. Charlie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Dean now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Delancey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Klein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins is walked intentionally. Bill Delancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delancey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delancey hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Moore. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeRocher hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Paul Dean. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Husser now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler pinch runs for Chuck Klein. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Husser. Kyler moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 4 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Derosier. Kyler scores. Demery moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keke Kyler now playing right field. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Medwick strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Bill Delancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delancey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delancey hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.